ties to your...
He played a lot more confident and loose than he had earlier in the year. He looks like the time off has done his legs a little bit better, and he's moving pretty well. A lot more confidence in his throws. You can tell he's been a lot more decisive. I think the pressure is kind of off of him. He doesn't have much to lose. So he actually looks better than he did earlier in the year. Like I said, I think that time off probably gave him a lot more perspective and did a lot justice for his body to get healthy, and he's feeling good. You can tell he's got a little bit of fresh legs. So we expect to get his best, and you know, this is his opportunity at the end of the year to kind of put some good tape out there and finish on a good note. So I'm sure he's preparing hard.
Against Luck and against Cam Newton, you guys kind of contained them from running the ball. Against Russ Wilson, not so much. What did you see different in those examples?
I think Russell's probably the best out of everybody as far as getting out of the pocket and being elusive. RG3 is not bad at all. You know, we talk about making guys miss. But hopefully we'll be able to get some pressure on him, get some guys in his face early. And I think, you know, Russell, the one big thing about him is he can do all of that elusiveness and still look down the field. I don't know if the other quarterbacks can do it quite as well as him. So when you do get guys in their faces, he's not able to necessarily pick apart the defense behind it. It's really a scramble to run as opposed to scramble to buy time. But we're still going to have to plaster. They've got, you know, great receivers and tight ends that can get open and can stretch the field. And we know he's got a big arm. So if he does get out of the pocket and is able to reset his feet, he can get it down the field. And so that's a big threat for us. One, to not allow him to extend the play, but when he does, we got to stay on top of the receivers.
When you were with New Orleans, what kind of strategy did you guys have as far as, like, trying to defend against Deshaun? Like, would you guys double him, safety high? Like, how would you guys do it?
We played him single. We just, as a post safety, you kind of keep in mind where he's at all times. You know kind of where the deep threat is. So we want to make sure that we did stay near him, at least, so when he does run through the defense, he's not behind the safety as well. But we didn't double team him, but we did have a contingency plan. If he did get out of control, we would roll a safety on him and allow the corner to press at the line of scrimmage.
In that first game, he took objection to a hit you made there on that first drive. There were 6 personal fouls in that game, 2 objections. Is it something you guys need to be cognizant of on Saturday, the emotions and letting that get a hold of you?
I don't know about it getting a hold of us, but I think we better be ready to play. I mean, that tells you kind of their mindset going into the game, that, you know, they're coming to prove a point. And I think if we show up sitting on our hands, we might get punched in the face. So I think we need to be able to have that same intensity, if not more, going into this one.
Just to follow up on Martin's question, how is game planning for Deshaun different this year? You're with the Eagles, he's with Washington, than it was in that playoff game, just from your perspective?
Not much different. I mean, he's still the same player. He can blow the top off of your coverage. Always, you know, he's got that ability to really strike at any point in time. So as a deep defender, you always keeping in mind where he is. You might not double team him, but you always want to know where he is. And so you don't – that's the biggest thing, is make him catch the ball in front of us and then tackle him. But if we allow him to go up over us, he does a great job of tracking the ball down. He's got really good ball skills. So even those jump ball situations, even though he's not the biggest receiver, he tends to win those. So we got to keep, you know, at least 2 guys over top of him as much as we can.
This is a little off subject, but Chris Conte of the Bears said that if he knew in advance that it would take 10 to 15 years off his life, he would still play the NFL. Can you understand a player having that kind of thought, or is that a little extreme?
10 to 15 years is a little extreme, but, you know, I think everybody's different. You've got a lot of people who are motivated by different things. So some guys play it because you make a lot of money playing it. Some guys just play it for the love of the game. I know, you know, if everybody wasn't making as much as they were and salaries were a lot lower, I would probably take this job over anything else, just because this is what I kind of grew up loving, and, you know, I enjoy the game that much. And we all know the risk that we take. So I think all of us kind of understand that it's probably taken some years off of our lives, you know, and not maybe not 10 to 15, but playing football, especially at this level, it's probably going to take something away on the back end. But we play it anyway. And that's why we try to take care of our bodies at this point now so that we can still play the game that we love, but, you know, preserve a little bit of enjoyment in life later.
In your experience, like, did you notice, like, in the past when you were on a team that was about to make the playoffs, going against a team that, you know, kind of had a bad record and, you know, not much to play for, was it kind of tough in a way to kind of get up for those kind of games? Or?
Well, it's been always – it's not quite the situation we're in now. Right now, there is no such thing as struggling to get up for a game. We need to win, you know, bad. And so it doesn't take much motivation. It's not like we've got our playoff seed locked in and we're number one seed and we're just resting starters. You know, we're fighting for everything we got right now. So I don't think I can compare that to anything I've been through.
You guys, you're in a division with Deshaun and Dez Bryant and Beckham and guys like that. How challenging is it to face that kind of talent week after week when you're in this division? I mean, every team's got good receivers. But
I mean, every week you're going to face somebody with a great receiver. And you can look at really, it's not many NFL teams that don't have a great receiver on it. And, you know, obviously these are some of the best you got. And they present different problems every week. You know, with Dez, he's one of those guys. He can take over a game. He's big, physical. Deshaun is really, really fast and has elite speed. So he might not get 7 or 8 targets a game, but the one or two he does get can break a game open. And then Odell, I think everybody's really surprised at what he's done as far as the amount of receptions he's getting and the amount of production he's putting in. And I think once Victor Cruz kind of got injured and he stepped into that role, he's really flourished. And so he's a new surprise. So, but that's how this league is. Like I said, any team you go against, they're going to have a really good player at some position. And that's just the matchups.
You guys kind of embrace those challenges in a way. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I think you do in this league. If you don't enjoy going against the best players, then you're not going to last that long. And we've got a really good challenge this week, and not only with Deshaun Jackson, but with Garcon, with Reed, tight ends, Alpha Morris, and running back, and RG3 trying to prove himself. We're going to have our hands full.
All right, guys.
Cool, no problem.